Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your body, your health. Now, the KMOX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
A promising new technique to detect a serious disease.
The study shows doctors may be able to detect signs of Alzheimer's by looking deep into your eyes. Dilraj Grewal headed up the research at Duke University using a non-invasive scanning technique called OCTA.
Our initial results are very promising on being able to use this technology and add to our diagnostic tools.
Dr. Grewal says the imaging allows physicians to see key blood vessels in the back of the eye that are smaller than the width of a human hair.
Millions of Americans went through some big physical changes in 2018.
Some say it's not how you feel, but how you look. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons says some 18 million Americans may look a lot different than they did a year ago. The rise in plastic surgery last year, about 250,000. The Society says most popular procedures included breast augmentations, liposuction, nose jobs, eyelid surgery, and tummy tucks.
A new gene therapy to combat sickle cell anemia. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jonathan LaPook spoke with the National Institutes of Health's Dr. John Tisdale about it.
The corrected gene is inserted into the HIV virus. Then, bone marrow stem cells are taken from a patient with sickle cell anemia. In the laboratory, those cells are combined with the virus carrying that new DNA.
This virus will then find its way to one of those cells and drop off a copy or two of the correctly spelled gene. And then these cells will go back to the patient.
If the process works, the stem cells with the correct DNA will start producing healthy red blood cells.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.